March is almost to an end and it usually signifies tax season for companies and individuals in Malaysia. The usual due date of filing taxes in Malaysia would be the 30th of April. However, given the fact that our nation is currently in the midst of pandemic, the Inland Revenue Board of Malaysia (LHDN) has extended the filing date to the 31st of August 2020 for people to file their tax income. To increase efficiency, you can key in relevant claims through e-filing. This year there are 21 tax reliefs available that we can take advantage of. Here's the full list of tax reliefs that you can claim, here's the common tax reliefs that you most likely want to take note of and not miss out. 1. Parents, you can claim up to RM 5,000 for medical treatment, special needs and care expenses for both parent. ORYOU can claim RM 1,500 per parent. When claiming for RM 5,000, the medical conditions of your parents should be certified by medical practitioner. Claim up to RM 5,000 too. Education fees, self, you can utilize this if you are pursuing a certificate, diploma, bachelor's degree in law, accounting, Islamic financing, technical, vocational, industrial, scientific or technological skills or other relevant qualifications. If you're doing master's or doctorate level of any course, you can also use this. Claim up to RM 7,003. Complete medical examination for self, spouse, child. This amount can be claimed when you, spouse and child went through a complete and thorough medical examination. Claim up to RM 504. Lifestyle. This tax relief would be the one that we could use the most. Under the lifestyle category, you can claim on the expenses that you, your spouse or child used or benefited from. Under this category, items that are applicable include purchase of books, magazines, journals, printed newspapers and other similar publications that aren't banned. Apart from reading materials, this tax relief is also applicable for purchase of personal gadgets such as computer, smartphone or tablet. The list doesn't stop there. Buying sports equipment or gym memberships and your monthly internet subscription is counted too. Claim up to RM 2,505. Net deposit in Skim Simpanan Pendidikan Nasional, SSPN. This is applicable to people who have deposited money in their SSPN account in 2019. However, any amount that is withdrawn after your first deposit in 2019 is not counted. It should be calculated as the total deposit in the year 2019 minus total withdrawal in the year 2019. This can be claimed in your EB form as well. Claim up to RM 8,006. Education and medical insurance, including not through salary deduction, this tax relief is applicable to medical and education insurance. It's different from life insurance. Claim up to RM 3,007. Life insurance and EPF including not through salary deduction. There's two categories under this, I pensionable public servant category which includes life insurance premium and E other than pensionable public servant category. This category includes life insurance premium, restricted to RM 3,000, and contribution to EPF, approved scheme, restricted to RM 4,000. Claim up to RM 7,008. Deferred annuity and private retirement scheme, PRS is with effect from year assessment 2012 until year assessment 2021. Claim up to RM 3,000. Malaysians should also take note that some changes may apply as the nation is currently in the midst of a pandemic. Always stay tuned to the LHDN's official website for the latest info and happenings. Visit LHDN's official website at http://www.hasl.gov.my/index1.php?bt_lgv=1. What do you think of this article? Share your thoughts down below. Also read, how to adult right, file your income tax online with these easy tips. You have reached the end of this story.